There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your evidence, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me today. First off, happy Father's Day to all of you wonderful fathers or mothers who are pulling double duty. And happy Heavenly Father's Day to my father. You are greatly, greatly missed. So, how is your summer going? It's been a while, hasn't it? Now, according to the AM 950 Weather Center, which I was able to get some, you know, data from, it's going to get up to about 98 degrees today. But when I looked at my phone, it said it was 100. So, you know, just we're in the ballpark. Does it really matter at this point? Because it's just hot. I just want to thank anyone who is outdoors melting right now, enjoying this weather, but also have me on. And I thank you for that, because it's tough competition when you have really good weather and Mother Nature is giving you a fantastic day. So if you're listening to me outdoors, if you're listening to me indoors, thank you very much, because I really do appreciate you tuning in. You know what I also really appreciate? I appreciate that I am going to have a wonderful conversation today. I am really excited to have on acclaimed husband and wife mediums, Michael and Marty Perry, who work together. You may have seen them a number of times on Travel Channel, Discovery Plus, Ghost Adventures, and I am very thrilled that they agreed to be on my show today. Marty and Michael, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Hello, Greg. Yeah, it's lovely to be here with you. Thank you for having us on.
Thank you very much. And I'd like to invite all of our listeners to join into the conversation. To do so, to ask a question to Marty and Michael Perry, call in at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Or email us a comment or question. The email address for the station is comment@am950radio.com. We are live on AM 950 Radio, but also streaming video on the following Facebook pages. You can watch us on AM 950, Things Network, MN Ghostbox, Free Spirited Network, RU Media, Skeleton Key Network, and Temple of Phoenix Rising Entertainment. So please go there and like those pages. Feel free to leave a question or comment in any of those pages that you're watching or that you're on right now, and I will be watching to make sure to see if anyone has anything to say. I'll bring that to the show, and we're going to have a great show. But please note that we are not doing readings, okay? If you think that we're doing readings today, that's not what the point of the show is. We're just going to be having a great conversation with Marty and Michael. And we're going to be talking about their gifts, ghost adventures, all these great stuff. So if you have a question about a reading, we're not going to be taking those today, okay? So we're just going to be very clear about that. So to start off with, and then got all that out of the way, to start off with, Michael, I detect an accent.
Yes, Texas.
Yes, that's what I thought. That's more of a Galveston accent, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Very East Texas.
Yeah, very, very, very East.
Very yeah. East. Yeah. That's I'm sure. where did you come from?
London.
Oh, so London. Okay. Been to London many, many times. I actually I work with a group over there to help find lost British television. It's a specialty of mine. It's one of my favorite things. So it's always fun to talk to someone from there. So we got that, and that's pretty cool. But what I really need to understand, I have so many questions around this for some reason. The fact that Michael from London meets up with Marty, you're both mediums. and in you're together. How does that work in the sense, like, I kind of want to know what came first, because it's very much a chicken before the egg sort of thing. Did you all know that you're mediums? Did you find out only because you're dating? You know what I mean? It's just a lot of, like, how did this work?
It cemented when we met up. So when we met each other, then we started doing some hypnosis, and that led into this.
Yeah, we were both into the spiritual side of things.
Yeah, for many years we were both into this and both had some abilities, but it wasn't like our focus.
Mm-hmm.
So when we ended up doing the hypnosis, that's when everything started to really change. And
we started out, we were thinking we were just going to do healing.
Yeah, because I've been a healer for years, and I was always doing healing on people.
Mm-hmm.
And so this ended up being more healing in a way.
Right.
Because
well,
it's deep healing. It's on a mental, emotional level.
So when you're doing this, I mean, I can only imagine that you two together, as far as your gifts, you make each other stronger.
Well, we complement each other. Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, the other night we were doing a session and I was trying to communicate with the person she wanted me to, was, I guess, hoping I'd communicate with. And it was her boyfriend, but it was maybe 20 minutes into it that I finally felt him. And I said, oh, there's a fella here that got shot. He's telling me he's your boyfriend. Turns out that he had been posing for my wife. That's why.
As soon as I showed her the picture, she said, "Oh, that's him."
That's him. So I had to wait until he was busy having his picture drawn till I could talk to him. You see, because he was too busy.
Oh, that's happened quite a few times for us.
Wow! Wow! So now, Marty, because you do a lot of drawing to figure out, to reach in and to figure out who's talking to you. You do these, first of all, your art is absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Once again, what came first? Did you draw a lot when you were younger? Did you know your gifts of drawing before you realized your gifts as a medium?
Yeah, I was an artist before we even met.
She went to art college.
Yeah.
Okay.
I took 2 years in art college, and then even after we got together, I joined a artist society and
in Palos Verdes and
exhibited
my work. So she exhibited, and
but now I mean you can see there's one picture. I mean there's two actually.
Well, there's two. Yeah, that's her dad. That's her dad behind.
Mm-hmm.
I painted that.
And that's one of her watercolors on. Over on the other side there. So that's her. Yeah, so that's her dad. And that's just a painting of her meditating, watercolor.
Wow.
So Marty does.
I used to be a redhead.
Yeah, she used to have red hair. So, but now this has kind of taken over. This is all she does really at the moment. She might start doing some paintings again, but.
I might.
We'll see.
I mean, it's interesting about the painting side of things, and I was just talking with a friend about this and the idea of the concept of creativity and the concept of how you have to kind of pay yourself back, you know, feed yourself with being able to work on those creative leanings, you know, that you've left, you know, maybe that you don't do as much. Do you, Marty, feel that way with the artist work, or is it because you're using that in your daily work that doesn't seem to matter so much?
Yeah, I think it's satisfied mostly in the spiritual drawings. I think a lot of paintings are spiritual anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Like my watercolor, that was completely, you know, in my imagination. It wasn't copying anything. And but I think I satisfy a lot of my creative ability with the drawings that I do now.
Well, it's very satisfying, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Especially when they recognize them right away.
Yeah,
a little tough if they don't recognize them immediately, because sometimes it takes a little while.
I've had one take 10 years.
Yeah.
And she calls me and said, oh, I finally know who it is.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Would I be correct in saying that if a spirit comes to you and you are drawing out that spirit, that it may not be the look that that someone might have last seen them? If someone last saw somebody living and they were elderly, perhaps the spirit will present themselves younger. As younger. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. That happens. Yeah. That happens sometimes.
They very often come through as a picture that they liked of them.
Yeah, like a favorite picture of themselves, and they'd one that they know that the person has, so they can easily find it and go, "Oh my God, that's them." You know.
Mm-hmm. No. So that makes sense, actually. You know, I mean, and it's always interesting that a spirit is going to present themselves basically like they're looking through a photo album. Like, this is my favorite picture of me. This is how I want to show myself to you. It's really interesting.
Right. And it may be, I mean, it just varies. Just depends on who's coming in and how they want to present themselves.
Yeah, everybody's an individual, and so are my drawings, and mm-hmm. the same as how they present themselves.
Now, do you keep drawings for yourself as well as give them to clients, or do once you draw it, you kind of like hand it off and that's it? Or do you have
there's a few we keep, but there's one or two I wish I'd kept and not given to people because I shouldn't have given it to them.
Oh,
like she drew Chief Joseph once, and I shouldn't have given that away. I should have just given them a copy of it or something.
Sure.
Because, you know, he's a very famous figure.
Yeah.
Things like that, I think we should have kept that.
Yeah,
you know?
But usually if it's like, you know, a relative or something like that.
They're use to us.
Unless they send, you know, if they find a picture that matches, they usually send in both. And
right.
So I've got the reference there.
Yeah.
So why don't we do this? Because we got a lot to go through, and I admit this has been a very a Marty centric segment, and we're definitely gonna still talk with you also, Michael. I feel like I've just been talking about the arts, so I do apologize for that. But let's take our first break, and when we come back, we're gonna continue our conversation with acclaimed mediums Marty and Michael Perry, as seen on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. Are you dreading Monday, hating life, and living for the weekends? It might be time for some life changes. Pamela Tappijan, board-certified hypnotherapist at hypnobreakthrough.com. Let me say it again, hypnobreakthrough.com can help. Consultations are always free, and you will also receive a complimentary sample session to try it out. Get in touch with hypnobreakthrough.com or send a message on social media, hypnobreakthrough or Pamela Marie Tapjian, and definitely get that going. And I'm full disclosure, I have worked with her on this before. She has given me sessions before, and they work. I'm not afraid to say that. And if there's something you need help with, please reach out to Pamela. She's amazing, and she is a great friend to Ghost Box Radio and AM 950. Now, welcome back to Ghost Box Radio and AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you for joining us. Our guest today, our acclaimed mediums Marty and Michael Perry, as seen on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures. And, you know, I'm happy that neither of you had hung up so far. So that's a good sign for the second segment. I'm going to definitely say that. So how did you get involved with Ghost Adventures?
Yeah, that was an interesting one. We'd met Zach and the boys at different, Aaron, we met at different events that we were doing. We bumped into Aaron, Zach, on the Queen Mary.
Mm-hmm.
So they knew about us, but what happened was we were at Heritage Junction with some friends, and there was a fella there following Marty around, and he was a bit of a skeptic, I guess, and he wasn't afterwards. So when Zach went to Heritage Junction, he talked with the guy, and the guy said, yeah, there were these psychics there,
yeah,
you know.
And I had drawn a picture of
one of the previous owners of one of the buildings or something.
Mm-hmm.
So he told Zach, and he said, Zach said, oh, who are those guys? And he said, oh, they're the Parrys. And Zach went, wow. So that's when he called us up, and we went there.
Mm-hmm. So
that's kind of how it's.
That was the first one we did was the Heritage Junction.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right. How many have you done?
Six, I think.
Oh, wow. Wow.
You can't find, like, if you, we're not listed, so you have to kind of watch the episodes to see. But there's Heritage Junction, Dorothy Puente Murder House, what's it called now? That one? The Fort MacArthur. Fort MacArthur. It was called the Battle of Los Angeles. There's the Silent Museum. Silent Museum.
Silent Movie Theater.
Silent Movie Theater.
The Cecil Hotel, Riverside Plain Graveyard.
Yeah, that's it. And that's it, isn't it? That's it? The six. Yeah.
So Battle for Los Angeles, you're talking the unexplained UFO in the sky in the 1940s. We're talking the same thing.
Yeah, here? Well, I didn't pick up on any of that while I was there.
Sure.
But I remember Aaron asking me about, did I pick up anything to do with that? But I didn't. Obviously, you have to have someone there who was there at the time or something and was firing off those guns, because upon reflection, I knew all about that because I'd studied it years ago, but I didn't know Fort MacArthur was involved in that, you know.
Sure.
It was really neat, too, because we had some friends that did the same show, and they were on...
The same episode.
Yeah, the same episode. They were on before us, and so we didn't know anything that happened with them. But,
we told them, don't say anything. Yeah. Just do your thing and don't tell us anything. And when we got there...
Our friend Vicky had gone through this...
it was like a tunnel.
Yeah, like a tunnel or hallway, and said... She turned to her left and said, I just saw somebody go through there.
That's right.
When we did it, we did the same. I did the same thing.
She got the same,
the
spot.
Same spot.
So that was cool.
That is really cool. I remember that. I remember seeing that one. I see Adam shaking his head. You saw that one too? Yeah. Yeah. We're all nerds that way watching the show. We watch it all the time. So, yeah, that is really interesting. And I seem to recall, Marty, there was a particular... of portrait that you made during that episode, if I'm not mistaken, because I just remember being really struck by how accurate that image was that you drew compared to the portrait.
A guy with a cap on.
Yes.
With a little tiny brim. And I think Vicky also said she saw a guy with a small brim on a hat. So we were really in tune that time.
It feels like, you know, as when I talk to people who are getting into it and they're trying to build their skills in mediumship, one of the things that I hear over and over, people doubting themselves. Do you still, I mean, because you mentioned it was cool that Vicky saw what you had seen. You had a shared experience, even though you did it separately. Do you still get those pangs of doubt, or are you pretty much past that now?
No. We're long past that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like if somebody doesn't recognize it, my portrait, I just know that if they search for it, they'll find it.
Your first year or so that we really got into doing this in public, there were moments where I would, you know, wonder what was going on. I had one guy and he sat there with his arms, he started crossing his arms and his legs, and he just said no to everything for about an hour. And so I said to them, what's going on here? He said, they just said, continue, you're right. And so he just didn't understand anything. And then I met him several months later and he told me that he found out what it all meant. He played it to his mother, who understood everything, but he just didn't know any of the people or know any of the stuff that I've been talking about.
Oh, so he is the messenger, so to speak.
Yeah, he was the intermediary. He had to pass it on to his mother.
I wanted to quickly say to you all that these aren't questions per se, but I'm getting a lot of people in the chat who are just happy to see you two. I just want to say that I get a lot of people who were just like Jenny says, I would love to meet these two someday. Oh. Our friend Jill, she says, hello, everyone, and just love you both in action, Marty and Michael. Thank you for what you do and talking with us today, which, you know, I mean, it just so many people who, when I said that you two are going to be on the show, I got so many notes of people just being so happy to hear that. That's pretty cool.
No, that's really nice of them. Thank you.
I
thought the chat we're looking at here with Pamela and Dawn, I thought this was it. So
there's other chats.
That's good.
No. And there's questions that we're definitely going to be asking from that. We're on about 7 different visual networks as well. So we're getting a lot of people in who are super excited. So I think what we're going to do is this. Why don't in the next segment we talk more about some of the questions that are coming in from everybody. So let's take another break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with acclaimed mediums Marty and Michael Perry, as seen on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. Adam, I had to laugh. I haven't heard Pamela's radio spot until just now for the first time, and it's so calm and beautiful and soothing. And I think to myself, all of a sudden, Bull in the China Shop radio returns with Greg Bakken. You know, you go from like really just, this is what you need to do. And then like, this is Ghost Box Radio. So yeah, trust me, it's wonderful. I need to take more of that myself.
Actually, Pamela's got me interested in actually doing that with what's been going on in my life. I really think I am going to reach out to Pamela.
Please do, because I've done it and it's fantastic. It truly is. And what you're going to hear is what that tone was, maybe even a little softer if that's possible. So you're going to love it. I think you're going to have, you're going to love it a lot. Back in January, we had Ernie and Denise Pack on from Pac-Man Paranormal talking about their work along with others to save Waverly Hills Sanatorium, a hugely popular and well-loved paranormal location. I urge everyone to seek out that episode from January 16th on AM950radio.com and listen to what is going on at Waverly Hills to also support them in their endeavor, Save Waverly Hills from Mismanagement. Go to SaveWaverlyHills.com and sign the petition, and please consider making a donation via the GoFundMe page there. That all goes towards legal fees. Please share out SaveWaverlyHills.com. Now, please also remember to support our friends at Enchanted Boutique. This wonderful, absolutely wonderful metaphysical store offers products such as books, candles, tarot cards, crystals, plus classes and services. They are truly, truly wonderful people. I am happy to call my friends. You can visit them at 1860 Beam Avenue in Maplewood, Minnesota. And if you're not in Minnesota, you can go to their Facebook page, Enchanted Boutique MN, and also their website, enchantedboutiquemn.com. On their social media channels, I've been noticing that they're really gearing up for some big stuff this summer, and it's pretty exciting. I just want to make sure you all know that. Follow their pages. You're going to see some cool stuff happening. And, you know, Adam, not that you're the only person that can buy this stuff, but honestly, you know, that's also very calming stuff, too. There's a lot of stuff there that's really helpful. The monitor in here went on screensaver, so that, thank you. This is going well. I get people also always asking me if they can go on a paranormal investigation with me. Now here's your chance, and also a chance to get away for a weekend. July 8th and 9th, Christy Ayers and myself will be doing events at the McIntyre Villa. That's on July 8th with the owner, Stephanie O'Reilly. McIntyre Villa is in Atchison, Kansas, and it was recently seen on Deathwalker series with Nick Groff. And July 9th will be at Hotel Josephine in Holton, Kansas, recently seen on Ghost Hunters. You're able to get tickets to both events. They'll make it where you don't have to buy any separate tickets for hotel rooms. There are tiers that you can get at McIntyre that you could spend the whole night there. And then 40 minutes away, the next night is Hotel Josephine, which is a hotel, and you have to get a room to be able to investigate there. But you can share the room. You can cut the prices up by getting more people involved. It honestly, these are amazing. And if you buy tickets to both events, you're going to receive a 10% rebate after the event. I'm going to be putting up links on my show page on am950radio.com that you could get tickets, or you can find links on my Facebook page, MN Ghostbox. I hope to see some of you there. And then finally, if you miss Ghostbox Radio with me live, AM 950 replays these episodes Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, or you can listen anytime by going to Spotify or iTunes. After listening, please leave a positive review for my show. I like it when people say nice things about me. Our guests today are acclaimed mediums, Marty and Michael Perry, as seen on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures. Now, I've talked a lot, so you guys just have to take it from here. Just interview each other. My voice is hoarse now. I don't have anything left to say. So
Pamela just put me under. I'm back.
Isn't that great? I mean, it's just like, wow. It was just like, oh, I'm so calm. And then I know I'm more high octane on this thing. So it's just funny how that works.
My background is self-hypnosis. That's how I really got into more or less the spirituality things.
Oh, that's interesting. You know, I think if I did self-hypnosis, I probably wouldn't take myself out of it. Just being very honest over here. You know, let's talk a little bit.
Well, everything's a form of trance. Just depends what level of trance you want to be in.
That's really interesting. And I think that's something that gets missed because I don't think it's talked about enough I think people understand what you all do, but they understand to a certain point and they don't understand really what it takes. And I include myself into that pretty much. I mean, I understand, I surround myself with a lot of very gifted people, but at the end of the day, it's hard to totally take in everything that it takes to do what you do.
Yeah. It's, you're using five senses, five other senses, and there's a lot to it, actually.
We're really only 25 years old, and this is how much it ages you.
Yeah, get old very quick.
That's funny. I just thought that people who age rapidly are people who work in advertising, such as myself, and that destroys.
Well, we're advertising the spirit world.
and advertising destroys the human spirit. So it's all circular. Let's get to a couple questions that are in the chat. Speaking of Miss Pam, she says, "Do you see it with your eyes or your mind's eye, like an image popping in your head when it comes to being able to read who people are looking for?"
Well, everything ends up in the mind's eye.
Yeah.
All physical reality is in the mind's eye anyway.
You don't really see with your eyes anyway.
If I see someone in the room appear, then obviously I'm seeing them, and I see them as if they were really in the room with me.
Which they are.
But they're not obviously physical, so they are in the mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
But they do move around in front of me, and they do things, and they pull faces at me, they pull their teeth out, and dentures, and whatever it is they're going to do. So I watch them like I watch you.
I usually see them inside. I have seen people outside my body and everything, but it's usually inside my mind. Michael has proved that he sees people walking. For one thing, he has seen people that are going to be drawn by me, come and sit by me and tell the person, "Oh, I think your aunt's going to be drawn by my wife." And I end up drawing their aunt.
Wow.
I stood there, and then they moved over to where my wife was. And I said, "What are you going over? Oh, you're going to have your picture drawn, are you?" "Yes," they said. I said, "Oh, okay. You're going to get a picture of your Aunt Mary." And sure enough, that's who, that I could tell you a thousand of those. But
oh, I'm sure.
I see them just like I see you. And to me, there's no difference. It's just as physical. The other side is just as physical. So what's the difference?
Well, a lot of people tell me I'm not really there. So I get where you're coming from. But do they actually, does any of them ever try to intimidate you, Michael? Because
No, I'm not easily intimidated by people. Well, look at Ramirez. Everybody talks about Richard Ramirez like he's a demon or something. There are people that have killed far more people in more horrific ways than Richard Ramirez,
mm-hmm.
who people don't demonize. I know he was a really bad person. I think mentally unstable, person.
I don't think he's really completely crossed over yet.
I've met a lot of people in my life, bad people. So when I saw him, I was like, oh, you, hello, how you doing? You know, it's just, he's no threat to me.
No.
Then why do you always send me first when we're ghost hunting?
Because I like doing it.
he knows I'm not afraid of anything.
you go in first. If they eat you, then I'll run. But
that's...
No, seriously, it's... yeah.
I mean, but that's the first thing, though, right?
I'm not intimidated.
Not to show fear anyway, regardless. You don't want to give anyone really.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
I'm just not afraid of it. There were probably, you can't say you'd never be afraid of anything because, you know, there are really, there is some really bad stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think though, but both of our guides keep us from that. I think we both trust our guides to keep us safe.
You know, we don't encounter it much because the thrust of our work is assisting ordinary people. But, I mean, you know, there are times when some very unusual stuff happens, you know.
Yeah.
Waverly, you were in that tunnel that...
The Waverly, yeah, in that tunnel. That was interesting. Yeah, we did...
What happened?
Our friend Dawn Shy, well, she's not with us any longer. She crossed over.
Okay.
She filmed the whole thing, and she picked up some very interesting voices on there. And there was a very dark presence down there. I think that they simply get attracted, like lower astral entities, people get attracted to the same vibration. So if you, if you're constantly... If a place is constantly kept in a state of low vibration, then they'll be attracted to it. It's as simple as that.
Right, right. Does it affect places that, you know, in that realm, places like Waverly that is just constantly being investigated for paranormal
and
people?
That's what I mean. That's what I'm getting at. I mean, if you keep... I mean, there is mind stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, so if you're constantly putting those vibrations into a place, I mean, it was just a sanitarium. People died in a sanitarium, you know, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean they're all stuck or anything like that. It's just, it was just a place where people lived out the end of their life. Mental asylums, that's a different kettle of fish. I never was keen on going to those.
Sure.
Because there's, just don't like it.
Well, and I would assume places even like the Queen Mary, you know, is in that, it starts becoming that realm because that is now looked at as a place for people to want to go investigate and whatnot. I mean, any of these places now are candidates for that sort of vibration, I would think.
Well, the Queen Mary is a historical ship.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people traveled on it numerous times and loved the ship.
Mm-hmm.
First time we went on the ship, we'd never been on it. We didn't know what to expect. We were walking down the hallway from the lobby to our room, and I saw this, like, captain-looking guy standing there with a big beard. His hat on and that, and he was about 6'2", I suppose, just standing against the wall. Mm-hmm. So I acknowledged him. I said, "Hello, mate." And he went like that to me, and I went like that to him. And she says to me, she's walking behind me a little bit, and she says, "She's going." There's this man here with a beard. I said, "Yeah, he's standing right there."
Wow. Wow.
So, and then she was sitting in the cabin. We were just relaxing, and she drew this little boy with about a foot tall stovepipe cap on,
mm-hmm.
with a little cap. Never seen a hat like that ever. I was like, wow, that's a weird looking hat. It's like, it was literally 12 inches tall
with a little brim.
With a little brim, and I'm like, wow, is that real? That's weird. So we went down into the hold and had, you know, what one of those tour things, and they had a movie.
Mm-hmm.
They showed a picture of all these cabin boys with this foot tall stovepipe.
Oh wow!
Like, oh wow! Look at that.
Look
there
at
it
that.
Is.
Yeah.
That's... So, you know, we get our own validations like that constantly. I mean, we don't like, you know, I just don't like to know about things before we go anywhere. It's like somebody starts telling me, I'll tell them to shut up.
Right. No, that makes sense.
For me. I want to find out myself.
We got some more questions in the chat, but what we're going to do, let's take our last break. When we come back, we're going to continue and finish our conversation with acclaimed mediums Marty and Michael Perry, as seen on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And we're back for our final segment, where we turn to our guests today, acclaimed mediums Marty and Michael Perry, as seen on Travel Channel's Ghost Adventures. And I wanted to really just quickly, there's some other questions in the chat, figured I would ask those. Jill asked the question of, what were some of your first personal experiences with your mediumships? Michael.
Gosh. Well, that would be...
Your grandma.
Well, my grandma. Well, not first, but yeah, maybe I saw my grandmother the minute she died. I was doing hypnosis with Marty, and I went out my body, and... if you've ever seen the movie Avatar, mm-hmm. where he goes through that light tunnel to go into the Avatar body, that's what happened. And I knew about that, and I'd experienced something similar before, but never so vivid. Went through the tunnel, come out the other side. My grandmother's brought to me by a lady, so we're kind of right face to face. I had this meeting with her, and then I come back in my body, and then... We left at 6 o'clock.
And we thought that was strange.
I thought it was very strange because it was as real as it was as real can be. And I knew that I'd had this real experience, but I couldn't figure it out because my grandmother was alive in the UK. So we drove home, took an hour, got home, 7 o'clock, and the phone rang, and it was my mum telling me my gran had passed away an hour ago. So I actually met her.
Okay. Wow.
The people in the spirit world knew how much she loved me and I loved her, and they brought her, took me out of my body as we were doing hypnosis. And that's all that used to happen to me in the hypnosis. I kept going out my body into the, and hearing people in the spirit world talk to me and everything. I hardly could get into past lives. It was very difficult for me. I just kept hearing spirit people talk to me, and they actually predicted things. I wasn't, they were telling me things that I couldn't verify. Mm-hmm. And then finally, I wrote everything down from the, transcribed every session. And lo and behold, they, to the date, to the exact date, they predicted things. And I thought, wow, that's amazing.
Wow.
That's where it all really began. I mean, I was aware of the spirit people when I was a teenager, from when I was 18, 19 onward. I would do healing on people and hear the spirit people tell me what was wrong with people that I was working on, but I didn't know who they were. Mostly they were just kind of either nuns or priests or things like that, or relative of the person, but I wasn't interested in who they were. I just wanted to heal the person, and
sure,
they wanted to help, so I was like, okay, far away, you know.
Wow. No. Yeah, Marty.
Well, it's funny because we were taking some courses in psychic development, and I was okay. But Michael, you know, like blew him away. And I can hear a little bit, but I don't hear a lot. So I didn't know what I was supposed to do. And it took me months of, you know, trying to figure out what I was supposed to do. And Michael had known of this artist that did what I'm doing in the UK. And he told me to try something like that. So one day I sat down, and while he was away at work, and I drew an older man, had no idea who he was. Of course, it took me like an hour, which it takes me like 15 minutes now. Mm-hmm. And when Michael came home, I showed it to him. He didn't know who it was. So I just laid it on the coffee table. And we had a small meditation group that night. This young girl came by first, and she went to the coffee table, picked up the drawing and said, "Oh my God, that's my boss that was murdered a year ago today.
1 year anniversary." And he was more than a boss. He was like a friend to her, a mentor. He was a multi-millionaire that lived just a few miles away up on Palos Verdes.
And she brought the photo of him the next day, and it was him.
She brought all the newspaper articles on him, and it was absolutely him. It was like, wow, that's so cool.
I figured this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
And that must have helped her tremendously to get that confirmation. Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've seen people just burst into tears. I saw one old man, he was sitting there with his daughter, and I was talking to his wife, and Marty put down the picture of a lady, and all he could get out of his mouth was "Mum." And his daughter said to him, "That's not Mum, Dad." And he was so choked up, he couldn't speak. And he said, "No, it's my mum."
Wow.
We've seen many things like that over the years. Just people just move to tears. They can't even speak. It's great. I mean, you're just loving it.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have a lot of time left. We have under 2 minutes left. How can folks get a hold of you if they need to get a hold of you? Like, what are you offering? Readings?
Go to our website, spiritart.com.
In American, it's Spirit Art.
Spirit Art. And all the information's there.
Yeah, we do sessions, sessions by
phone, or, Skype.
Yeah,
we've been doing them for 20 odd years. So.
Wow. Do you have any events coming up or anything that people can see?
Unfortunately, all this COVID nonsense, it just destroyed everything we were doing. All the places we were doing it at have all closed. They couldn't stay in business, so they've all shut. There's only one or two left. And when we did a few, hardly anybody would come because they were all afraid of the COVID. So it's been a tough few years. So we've just focused on doing private sessions now for a while till we can find some good places, you know.
Right. No, I mean I really hope that happens. I've been hearing the same thing, obviously, across the board with everybody else that does this, and it just really is sad to hear. Do you have any TV appearances or anything coming up, or has it just been really slow across the board?
No, it's just been all the TV stuff for us just comes out of the blue.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So it's just the phone rings and some producer wants to, you know, I don't know how they found us or whatever. Yeah, we're not really out there, you know, wheeling and dealing like a lot of people do. We just, you know, the phone rings, there's another person.
And you take it.
Been sent our way. And so we just... it's healing work.
This absolutely.
The ghost adventure stuff is.
I have to cut us off. We're out of time. Thank you both so much. Okay. We'll be back next week.